Don't know, now you do know. Guns the Gun Show live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest scene in the world, the scene that never ever sleeps. Here he is, no introduction necessary, except that he's a great person, kind-hearted person, very DIY-friendly, DIY-oriented, and also, yeah, a great musician. His name's Soupy, he's the Wonder Years. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great, man. You sound relaxed, man. How's everything?
It's good, dude. This is like, you know when you go to college, and like it's right before finals, and we call it Hell Week?
Right.
It's kind of the same way right before you leave for a tour, and we leave on Friday morning, so, like, I've just been trying to get, like, a shit ton of things done and then spend some time with friends and family, so I got in a good bike ride today. My legs are tired, but I'm just chilling out now.
Right. Well, listen, man, your friendship here, it's the Wonder Years. I want to follow you guys on Twitter, twitter.com/TWYPopPunk. I saw you at the Glamour Kills holiday show. That went awesome. Fairweather. You do Fairweather. It never sucks seeing Fairweather, you know?
It was fucking awesome. I never got a chance to see Fairweather. I was, like, a really big Fairweather fan in high school.
Right.
But they would always play in, like, Delaware and shit. I didn't have a driver's license yet, and I could never make it down there.
Right. Yeah, it was awesome to see them. And I guess that kind of implemented and cemented what was bound to happen. The Wonder Years, you guys are headlining the Glamour Kills Tour, dude.
We are. And I think that they're doing two this year, maybe. I remember reading a blog about that. But we're definitely doing the first one in 2012, which is great.
Right. And it starts pretty much any day now.
Yeah, it starts, we leave Friday morning, I guess the first show is Friday, we're leaving Friday morning.
And then it just goes off. I know you're doing not only one, but two shows on Saturday because they sold out so quickly.
Yeah, New York sold out, like, immediately, which was incredible. We weren't expecting it at all. And then we're like, oh, well, shit, let's put it in a bigger room. But there weren't no bigger rooms available, so we're like, well, fuck it, man. Let's just do two shows in one day. We'll see what we have in us.
Right. And
so it's cool.
Yeah.
Right now, I know we're looking at the first four shows in a row are already sold out before we even leave.
Wow.
And it looks like the next, like, six after that are probably going to sell out almost definitely as well.
So you got that going. I mean, how do I respond to that, man? That's great.
It's wild for us, man. Like, you know yeah. Who we are. You know what we did, like, where we came from. This is our first, like, we call this our first, like, big boy headline tour, where, you know, we did quote-unquote headline tours where it was like us and a Lost for Words and Energy, just kind of like out there alone doing it. You know what I mean? Playing basements and, you know, like halls and whatever.
Right.
Four shows.
Of course, yeah. Fire halls, everything. DIY, everything. And now, but
since we since we've been playing like club tours, this is our first chance to go out there and headline. So it's really important and really special for us that it's selling out. It's really incredible.
And listen, I guess Warped Tour might have been like, we've had you on before the album dropped. The album dropped, did fucking great. And then Warped Tour kind of, remember, you guys were on the cover of AP, and I think that's kind of when it all turned around, where you were walking around. I remember I called you right afterwards, and you were like, dude, this is weird that people are recognizing me.
you were freaking out a little bit. Because, like, that's been a thing for us, and the stigma is that we are just kind of like, we're people, and we're not just people, like, we're particularly awkward people. Like, we are not, we're quiet, we're not people that draw a lot of attention. You know, if you were at a party with me, I would be the one that you didn't talk to, because I was weird and in the corner of the room playing with my phone the whole time. Like, so...
So there is hope for people out there that do that. You can turn out like Soupy.
There's hope for anybody to do anything they want, really. And it's definitely a weird thing for us. I think some people, it comes real easy, too. And, like, you know, and that actually has its upsides, too. My good friend Jake from a band called Handguns and I were talking about it. And I was like, anytime, like, something is uttered about us as untrue and mean and, like, bad, it really fucking hurts my feelings. And I'm just being honest. That's how it is. Because when people say things that have no basis, like, I saw some kid on the internet say, like, Suburbia is just a super polished album trying to make it big. And, like, I think that, it's the exact opposite. The thing with Suburbia is that it's no samples, no auto.
Right, it just fucking, it was right in your face, yeah.
It's the rawest record we could possibly make. But, you know, so when people say shit like that, it really gets to me. And Jake and I were talking about it. Because there are people like Johnny Craig, who I met on the Warped Tour this summer, a very nice guy to me. He was particularly nice to me, so I don't want to, like, he has his problems, everyone talks shit. It's none of my fucking business, honestly, when it comes down to it. But he has these shirts that say, like, haters make me famous. mm-hmm. and like can embrace that. I can't embrace that shit. It makes me real nervous.
Sorry, I have feelings, you know? Like,
Haters don't make me famous. They make me feel bad about myself.
Makes me like get all like shit, you know? But no, man, listen, I don't really think there's that many haters, man, because, you know, Wonder Years is doing great. And, you know, it's such a positive message out there, too, and so relatable. And it's kind of crazy in such a good way. You speak here with Soupy from the Wonder Years. It's his last night home, so I'm trying to do this quick because I know he's in a rush a little bit. But
no, do what you do. We're actually playing a game right now, and the dude records us and takes photos and does a bunch of our videos. Mitch is sitting in for me, so he's having a good time.
All right, cool. Did you just discern my thought? but I guess it's just the fact that you know, just the rawness and people are able to just relate with the lyrics out there so much. So
yeah, I mean, that's what we try to do. I mean, like, there's songs about living, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you live, you felt them, especially if you're a similar person to us. That's something that kind of lines up with the people that, you know, younger people, like people in the first years of college that are like the way we were when we were in our first years of college are really able to latch on to the record. You know, people mm-hmm. that are just finishing college that are the same way we were when we were just finishing college can latch on to the songs, you
right.
know?
And it's cool because now it's the Wonder Years, it's like the pop punk, whatever the hell you want to categorize or classify music as. I hate using labels or anything like that. I hate saying, oh, it's this band meets this band. But it's like you guys, Transit, Fireworks, Polar Bear Club, Man Overboard, Such Goal, you know, bands like that, they're really into it over it, you know, shit like that. They're really like, you guys are getting like the attention. It feels so good that like realness is back in music.
Yeah, and what I've been saying about it is that people will try to classify it genre-wise, but like the reality of the situation is that listening to a Wonder Years record and listening to an Into It Over It record are totally different things, and it's also totally different to listen to a Lotta Speed record, it's totally different to listen to a Transit record. They're, I mean, like they're pretty far apart mm-hmm. In reality as far as like just based in musicality.
Right.
But what I think brings these particular bands together is this kind of DIY ethic, this need to create something for the sake of it actually being art and being important to you and being something that you want to actually put out there, mm-hmm. Something that's really natural. It wasn't put together and it's not being packaged and handed to someone.
Right.
And the resurgence of bands that are doing that is a really important and a really telling thing. I think it says a lot about
our generation. You know?
It says a lot about our generation. It says a lot about the fact that no longer do we have to rely on some sort of a major label system to hand us down music on high and to thank them for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go find the music you want and you can find what you connect with.
There it is.
The power is in the hands of the people, of the listeners, you know?
It's beautiful, man. Hell yeah. Soupy here from the Wonder Years. You guys have an announcement tomorrow. I'm trying to squeeze it out of you, but probably can't happen. But give us at least something so we can have a quote from it. You guys are announcing.
Realistically, like, it's not a big secret. Like, it's been talked about for a while. I'm torn. Do I tell you? I guess I tell you. Who gives a shit, right?
You want to do
I'm living free. I'm living free.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Actually, let's backpedal. Let's talk about it in a minute because I want to talk about something else first, if you don't mind.
All right, you go first.
Also, because I was just thinking about it right now, is that. We started the tour, and we did this thing for the tour. It's the split 12-inch.
Right, everyone's doing like different songs and stuff on it. Right.
And it's incredible because I was just talking to Thomas and Steve at Absolute Punk about this. He's one of Jason's cohorts. I've seen splits before where bands cover each other. Get Up Kids and Coalesce did it. You know, Halfway mm-hmm. Trio and Hot Water Music did it. And I've seen splits where two bands have even gotten together to write songs. Like Small Brown Bike and Casco Lottery did that split where they did songs together as like an 8-piece or whatever, 7-piece.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, like, that's two bands. and there's, like, as much time to get together as you want. Whereas, like, we pulled off something, not just us, I mean, the entire Glamour Kills tour pulled off something that I originally thought was the coolest idea but would never happen, and that was to have six different bands covering each other for one split. You know, it's everyone's touring full-time, nobody has the time, nobody has the money, the budget.
Right.
You know, there's six different labels that have to say okay, and somehow it all pulled together.
It all came through.
And then we cover Anchor by Into It Over It. Into It Over It covers Don't Let Me Cave In by us. Polar Bear Club does Skipping Stone by Transit. Transit does... Actually, it's the Polar Bear Club song, and I'm blanking on it right now.
Right. But at least that's a good tease, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's On the Better the Better, but I can't remember the name of it right now. I'm such a fucking idiot. Story so far, that was Rachel Beach by Lost for Words. Lost for Words does Quick Semi-Story so far.
Okay.
All the songs sound awesome. It's totally different takes on everybody's song. Like, you know, we made an acoustic song, Electric. Evan made an electric song, Acoustic, et cetera, et cetera. And we did this pre-order with it.
Okay.
But we did it with this company called Artist Arena, who I think are used to doing, like, Justin Bieber tours.
Okay.
It's apparently like a huge company. I've never
heard
of it before.
They are pretty big, right? Yeah.
So I don't think they're really, like,
focused on it
cared
enough.
A whole lot about us. Not like a meme, but in like I have to deal with fucking like the Biebs right now. Shut up, whoever you are.
Right, yeah, like who are you emailing me? What is your name? Who's Soupy?
Right.
You know? Like, yeah.
And so like the pre-order didn't go off 100% as planned, and we wanted it to be that anyone that wanted to get a record could get a record and a ticket. Didn't work out that way, so we are going to have these on the tour, which is an important announcement for me to make on the show tonight. Is there will be super limited numbers, like really limited numbers, but we will have the splits on the tour to buy.
Breaking news from Soupy on the Gun Show. That's great, though, man, because it's such it's such a good thing, and it's cool. Everyone's able to showcase it. Just artists being artists, and you know, friends being friends, and everyone on this tour is going to be awesome together. You know,
I really feel like the tour is. I mean, I think that we lucked into having this powerhouse of a tour, just like so many bands that are doing so well right now.
The timing is, you know, perfection. So that also is another reason to get there early. First of all, each band on here rules. We had Evan on from last week. Evan is a genius. Intro it over. Love him.
Really, he's probably the best songwriter I've ever had the privilege of knowing.
Unreal, right? So good. So good. And
he's
so
incredible.
There's another reason for everybody to get there early, so you can get this limited edition. It's a vinyl type. Is it a vinyl split? Is that what it is?
It is. It's cool. A 12-inch. As you know, three songs on each side, every band on the tour covering each other, exclusive just to this record. It's not going to be on iTunes. It's not going to be any CD later. You're not going to be able to buy it in stores one day.
Mm-hmm.
You get it now or you don't get it. That's the bottom line on it.
Get there early and make sure to run to merch and get it. There you go. Soupy, if all the shows, our goal right now is to sell out all these shows, so make sure to go. I mean, there's so many different links people can go to, but just...
Well, the easiest one is just the GlamourKillsTour.com. You go to the GlamourKillsTour.com. All the ticket links are right there on the side. It's going to tell you right away if your show sold out already or not. And, you know, I really recommend buying in advance for this tour.
After this show, it might sell out after tonight.
The reality of the situation is that we're a band that grew up where it didn't matter how many kids came to the show because there was no capacity, there was no security, there was no nothing. We were on a floor with you and you jumped all over us, and that was how it was, and that's what we're used to. But... and that's what our fans are used to, but I really, really super urge everyone, buy tickets in advance because these dates are selling out, and, you know, it's an honor for us to have that happen, but we don't want you to miss out if you want to be there, so.
I'm so excited for you.
GlamourKillsTour.com. Do you want to talk about tomorrow? Do we have time?
Oh, there's more about tomorrow? I thought that was the news that you broke.
Oh, no, that wasn't news. That wasn't breaking at all. That was just something I wanted to tell you.
Oh, okay. All right. I did not know that you were selling them on the tour. Okay. That's why I was like, breaking news. Oh, even more. Perfect.
The news for tomorrow is that a new pre-order is going up for a new Wonder Years release. It's a split with a band called Stay Ahead of the Weather, which is members of Into It Over It, Castavet, Cut Teeth, like super Chicago DIY, like an incredible band. They put out an EP on No Sleep last year. They recorded a song, we've recorded a song. This was last year. Mm-hmm. And we were talking for so long on how bad we wanted to put this split out. It never found the right timing, and we were trying to get it for Record Store Day, and they didn't want it, and all this bullshit. So it's finally happening. It goes on sale tomorrow. I don't know the time yet, but...
Wow.
It's,
People can go to the website now. I mean, I'm sure it'll be about Facebook. Follow you guys, Twitter.com, TWY Pop Punk. Follow you guys on there.
Absolutely. And the songs are honestly killer. Like, I was listening to the Masters today. Like I said, Evan from Into It Over is the songwriter, the primary songwriter for Stay Ahead of the Weather. And like I said, he is top of the line songwriter. So their song is, I mean, I tweeted one of the lyrics today. I traded sanity for lousy self-esteem. I mean, great, great, great song. And then we have a song in there called Me Versus the Highway that we kind of put together on a whim one day. I had a couple ideas. Casey had a couple ideas. Nick had this big idea for a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those songs where all of a sudden everything just fell into place, and we were like, holy shit, this is cool.
Just that natural feeling of just, like...
Yeah, and we wrote it after Suburbia was recorded, so it obviously wasn't going to make it on the Suburbia, so it's for this split. But here is the big kicker for this.
Okay.
Is that it is not a split 7-inch. It is a split 6-inch.
Okay, 6-inch.
I haven't seen someone do a split 6-inch. The last 6-inch that I remember owning, or that I own, the only one that I own, is Cypher Burn Halos. So like, that is like...
I don't even know. Jeez. Wow.
So like, that's like an idea of how rare it is to get a 6-inch. Like, these things do not happen. And the first pressing is only 1,000, 3 colors. I really recommend grabbing them. I know that, like, there wasn't a lot of hype around the release. It's not, like, a fucking, like, marketing push. There's none of that. It's 2 great songs on an odd-sized record.
That never gets done anymore. That you can bear. And it comes out tomorrow.
The pre-order starts tomorrow.
Awesome.
It'll be out, I believe, in April. We're trying to make the whole thing happen real fast. Because there's no retail push. There's nothing behind it. This is how we used to do records. This is how it used to happen. This is how it's going down. Tomorrow... Stay Ahead of the Weather, 1-2 year split 6-inch.
6-inch, balling. There you go. Thank you, man. Hey, listen, dude, I appreciate you. Thank you for letting us know that, especially on the show.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
I mean, it's more than friendship. Thank you, dude. Seriously.
And of course, dude. I was thinking about it, and I was like, why am I not telling you? Why wouldn't I just tell you? Who cares?
Right. No, but the thing, vinyl's all of a sudden doing, like, a lot of people are into vinyl. People have always been vinyl, but now it's kind of cool because the bands kind of grew up with the old vinyl, like Lifetime vinyls and stuff like that, you know? Like, bands like Lifetime would put out. And now it's kind of, like, resurging. So that's great, man. Hell yeah.
And we've always tried to do, like, cool shit with records. Like, we would have our first 7-inch, we did hand silkscreen covers with color variants to match. So, like, the orange record had orange artwork, the purple record had purple artwork, etc. Like, etched vinyl, we would do, like, record release versions that were sealed in envelopes. Like, I still have one of the Distances split we put out years ago.
Right.
That is still sealed. Like, it's in an envelope, and we had the envelope screen print to look like the record had been mailed there, because it was all about, the record was all about, you know, Distances. It was all about postcards and airplanes, etc. That one's still sealed with a nosebleed sticker. You know, we always try to do things like that. For the record release show for Suburbia, my girlfriend and I drove around and took 50 pictures of our hometown on a Polaroid camera, and then used spray adhesive, and 50 copies got a hand-numbered picture of a special place to us in our hometown, because the record's about our hometown. So this is just another step in the progression, like, of different interesting things we can do with releases. So that's what the point of the 6-inch was for us.
Dude, very genuine, Soupy. Can't thank you enough, man. And also the fans can't thank you enough either. Very stoked. Check him out. This Glamour Killer Tour, pretty much hitting all over. I mean, you're going everywhere on this tour, dude. So
it hits most of America. I know there are some areas that are bummed that we weren't able to come there, but I promise you we will be doing our damnedest to make it to your area.
And aren't you doing fucking Warped as well?
We're not doing Warped.
You're not doing
this
Warped, right?
It seems like we're doing Warped, because literally everyone that
everybody's
I've ever been
on war.
Every band that I have ever been friends with and toured with is doing the Warped tour this year. But we are not, for a very important reason, and that is because we're going to take the summer to write a record.
Amen. Perfect. All right. I'll take that. You know what? I'll take not seeing you for 2 months in order for you guys to write a follow-up record, you know?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Soupy. Good luck on tour. Be safe. You're always a great American when you come on the program.
Thank you very much, man. I will see you on Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday. If you don't know, now you do know. Genuine, nice human being. His name's Soupy, the Wonder Years. Ballin'.